Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, to Washington, where Congress now has 6 months to legalize DACA. If they can't, President Trump tweeted last night, "I will revisit this issue." But today in a noisy press pool, Trump appeared to be asked if he had any second thoughts about his decision announced yesterday to rescind this program that gave work permits to almost 800,000 young people brought to the U.S. illegally before 2007. The president said, "No second thoughts." But will his tweet send a message to Congress that they don't have to act on this political hot potato? Because the president will. And will they even get to it? What with the long list they have after a month-long recess? NPR's congressional reporter Sue Davis is here. Hi, Sue.
Hey.
So how much did the president's DACA decision, you know, the rescinding it, shift the congressional schedule? And what do you make of that tweet?
You know, it certainly wasn't anticipated that immigration was going to be put onto the agenda. What's still not clear is where it's going to fall in that agenda. Yesterday, we saw a number of bipartisan senators, including Richard Durbin of Illinois and Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, say that they want to move action on immigration legislation into September, that they want to deal with it right away. That being said, they don't get to decide the floor schedule. That's the job of the speaker and the majority leader, and they haven't yet weighed in on when they want to act. I think September is a little bit ambitious considering the number of other things that Congress has to address. But I've also heard reluctance from Republicans who don't want to wait until the spring, until a midterm election year, to deal with what is a very complicated issue.
Oh, it is such a hot potato. And that's why it's 16 years with no result on this. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said Democrats will fight. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan spoke today and said this.
This is a home that people know, and they don't know any other country as a home. And so I think there's a serious humane issue here that needs to be dealt with. But it's only fitting and reasonable that we also deal with some of the root causes of this problem, because what we don't want to have happen is another DACA problem in 10 years from now.
Yeah, but at a CNN town hall, Ryan told a dreamer who got up and spoke to him, she said, are you going to deport me? And he said, no. So politics there. But he also said a DACA solution would be tied to President Trump's border wall. Where are we on that?
Well, he did say, what he said was it was likely to be tied to some form of border security. That's seen as potentially room for compromise to get Republicans on board. I will say that Democrats have ruled out strictly just funding for a physical wall as a negotiating chip. That being said, you know, a number of Democrats in the past have voted for and also agree that there needs to be stronger security on the border. Where the policy argument is really pointed is over building an actual physical barrier of a wall, which is many experts have said may not be the most effective or efficient or cost effective way to improve border security.
Yeah. Look, billions is needed in emergency aid for Harvey relief. Who knows what Irma will need? There are plans in the Senate to link aid to raising the debt ceiling, something fiscal conservatives hate. But would it be political suicide to vote against relief if it's attached to something you don't like, especially when the region in need is Texas?
Well, the House already voted overwhelmingly to approve that Harvey aid package. So there's one indication there that lawmakers do not want to be against this. It now heads over to the Senate, where if they're going to attach that debt limit increase, it's going to happen over there. And then they're going to send it back to the House where they'll have to approve it there as well. The goal is still to get that bill to the president's desk by the end of the week.
Okay. Flood insurance has to be extended at the end of the month, the federal flood insurance. The federal government also has till the end of the month to keep the government running. No small thing. Meanwhile, President Trump is talking about changes to the tax code today in North Dakota. He has to have Congress for that. But critics see this as massive cuts for the wealthy corporations. Here was Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer yesterday.
If Republicans hope to avoid the same pitfalls that ultimately brought down their effort to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, they ought to abandon the misguided idea that one party can enact major changes to the tax code.
Sue Davis, where are we going there?
You know, he has a point that Republicans do intend to use the same process to get to a tax bill that they tried to get to health care, which is a process that lets them work around Democrats. They don't need to get 60 votes. They'll only need to get 51. It's too hard to say how difficult it's going to be yet because we haven't seen the tax bill. The big six, the big negotiators on this met as recently as yesterday. They say they want to act that it'll be signed into law by the end of the year. But the longer we go without seeing a bill and those very complicated details, it's just hard to gauge where the votes might fall on something that still just exists only in theory.
Boy, Congress also needs funding for the Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP. The president has nominees. Things are piling up.
They are piling up, but remember, Congress can always punt, and that is likely what we're going to see on things like keeping the government open and the debt ceiling and some of these expiring programs. They can just do short-term solutions, and we'll probably have a very complicated December as well.
NPR Congressional Reporter Sue Davis, thank you.
You bet.